We are learning Maseches Bava Metzia, Daf Tezvav Amud Beis, and we are beginning from the two dots, approximately 12 lines from the top. Hikabai Shein Shaloi, Balakha. We're talking about the whole time here, Shimon's buying for Reuven a property, and never he got scammed, the thing is a stolen property. But let's say he knew about it. He knew that Reuven is a Kishmak Ganev, Reuven stole it, and he still bought it from him. What's the halacha then? Hikabai Shein Shaloi, Balakha. Amar Rav, Moyes Yashloi. He gets the mayis, shvach ein loy. He does not get the shvach, because there, the way Rosh Hashem learned is, it definitely looks like ribbis. Because you know you're not buying anything, you know you're giving him a loan. So therefore, mayis yesh loy, shvach ein loy. He does not get shvach. But Shmuel am afil mayis ein loy. He gets no money either, because he obviously gave a present, because he knew he's buying the Brooklyn Bridge. So my kibbutz, what's my chaykes? Rav sava odom yedeya shkarka ein loy. A person knows that Shimon knows that Reuven does not owe this karka. The gomav and also pekadon. He gave it for a pekadon, and it's more like a loan because the guy could use it. He gave it for a pekadon. The name of the Hashem pekadon. Why don't you say here is a pekadon? Shavu le mekabel. He thought he's not going to mekabel. He's not going to take the pekadon. So here he did a shtick. He gave him a free loan, and the guy gets it back. He can't get back the shvach. That's past the ribbons. But here he knows it's stolen. He just gave him a loan. V'shmuel shava odem yedeya shkarka in loy. The guy knows that Reuven is not own property. The government also in Matana gave it to him for a present. The name of the Matana. Let him say it's Matana. Ksifale Milsa. He'll be embarrassed, and therefore he didn't say it's Matana. So we have Machlekes Rav and Shmuel if it's a Matana or if it's a Matana or it's a Mekadim, like a loan. Freit the Gemara of Aplika Bechazimna. Where argue Rav and Shmuel argue a similar case. Ditmar have a Kaddish Achayisa. When someone's Kaddish his sister does not work. Does not chal. Who's not chal with your sister? Here is the Kaddish sister. So what happens with that money? Rav Amar Moyes Chayzun. The sister has to give the money back. Shmuel Amar Moyes Matana. Shmuel says the money is the present. What's Pshat? Rav Amar Moyes Chayzun. Other Midei Shein Kedusha Toifes VaChayzai. A person knows that Kedusha is not Toifes in his sister. V'gomen Oshun V'kadon. And he gave Shein V'kadon. V'nei V'lei Oshun V'kadon. Let him say clearly it's a V'kadon. He thinks that she's not going to accept it as a V'kadon, as a loan. Therefore he does a shtick like this. A person knows that Kedusha does not work with a sister. The Gama of Anas on Shematana gave him Matana. The name of Shematana. Let me say clearly it's Matana. He's embarrassed to say such a thing. So what's the cash? The cash is Rav Shmuel. I have to argue twice. We get the idea. So where's the Tzricha? If you just said the case of the sale, welcome Rav. I have the interest in the Yavim Matana Sadekra. I don't give $1 million presents to every guy. So there. Of course, we'll say that it was a pekadon. He agrees. He wants to give his sister a present. If you just said the case of kedushin, how come Shmuel? This Shmuel is matano because he gives matano to his sister. By a stammer person, a friend of the person, a foreign person, even moedelay, maybe moedelay the rav, that it's not a matano tzricha. That's in both cases. So klar, very clear, very easy. Talk to more vayter. Bein le rav don pekadon, bein Shmuel don matano. Hi, la Arab, my kanochis, or perisech achol. What's the guy thinking and working and making improvements and eating the peris on a stolen field? The guy who was giving money to Reuven is when that means was Erel Chayit. Okay, he wants to give a kadr and matana. Okay, good. You want to give a kadr and matana. Very nice, beautiful. Mom's beautiful. But what are you doing then using someone else's field? What's going on over here? Some more answers. He's not so Erlich, but so far, he says like this. I know Iches la Arab. I'll go down to the property, the Eved, and I'll work it, the Echel, you know, the Gazdan was doing this anyway. So I'm not doing anything different than him. I'll go down to the field, do the same thing he's doing, and through that, I'm going to be a big Baal Ches, and I give him a Kadon or a Matana. And when the owner comes, I'll finish. Zuzin have a Leravdom of a Kadon. The money I'll get back as a Kadon, and Shmuel Matana. He says, you know what, I'm doing the same thing the Gazdan's doing. And meanwhile, I'm taking care of my Tana Pekadon. When the owner comes back, I'm going to give it to him. And therefore, that's what his Mara Heter in his head, even though it's wrong, but that's the thought process. One was the thought process of his fellow. That was the thought process. It's talking not the best thought process, but that's what it was. Omar Rava, what's Halakha L'maisa? Omar Rava, Halakha L'maisa is like this. Hilchos a yesh loy moyos, v'yesh loy shvach. The Halakha is, Hilchos Halakha L'maisa is, yes, what's that going on? It's going on the regular classic case of the Keach Megazlin. Where someone buys from a Gazlin, he doesn't know the guy's a Gazlin, he does not know the guy's a Gazlin, he goes back, he gets Moyes, and he gets a Shvach. And not like Shmuel, who said that he does not get shvach because ribbis, here he gets shvach. That's a passing. Hilchosly yeshu moys is shvach. Even though he didn't mefarish it, we say like a cry is toy cipher. You don't have to pierce the shvach. Either way, he gets a shvach. Hikar ba she'enu shaloi v'locha. In a case where he recognized that a guy was a ganav and he still bought it, moyes yashloi shvach enloi. He gets the moyes, but he's not get the shvach. He's not get shvach because there it's a pashta ribbit. So pass like Rav who says that it's pekadim, but the shvach enloi because pashta ribbit. Not halacha. Chray is toy sefer who bein b'story avav bein b'story mekach memkad. It's not like Shmuel who said you have to ask by a meicher. You have to ask for insurance. So it's not like Shmuel. A chray is toy sefer bein b'story avav. Say when I lend you money, that a chray means your field is your properties are meshubit. And say mekach memkad also a chray is toy sefer. I don't have to ask you to meshavet yourself. There's an automatic shibut. Bayimnei Shmuel. Now we're going back to the case where a guy stole a property and he sold it to Shimon. And we say the halacha is Shimon collects the moys, it's machlokes, we collect the shvach. We say Rav passes, we collect the shvach. But now a new question. Reuven sold basically the broken bridge to Shimon. Now Reuven goes and actually buys that property that he sold after he sold it. So how do you look at it? Is that Reuven's now? And then Reuven goes to Shimon, by the way, that property is stolen, give it to me. Because Reuven now bought it, Reuven's mocking the nigzal. Or you say, Reuven bought it for Shimon. That's really the question. Because you, by my name is Shmuel Ra, Chos of Lachan Ba'am Rashaynim. Reuven went ahead and Taka bought it now for real. Mao. On Malay, he answered, Rav answered, Ma Machal Rishon Lashaynim calls Chosha Tavali Yodai. That, no, that when he buys it for Shimon. My timer, why was saying that? If he comes now to Shimon and says, here, give me back my property, I bought it now from Reuven, the guy said, you got it, you sold it to me. He doesn't want to call the guy, therefore he bought it for Shimon. So Chazak, he bought it for Shimon. Rav Ashi, a different svara, similar svara, that he wants to be a trustworthy person. And therefore, that's why he's going to buy it. He wants to make sure the guy gets the property. My Benai, what's the difference in the svaras? So Gemara tries different nachminas. Till Gemara comes out with nachmina. Ikevinayu, the mislekeach. Nachmina is where the lekeach dies. Lekeach means Shimon dies. If he dies, Ma'adam anichle the loy lekray gazlana. The Ma'adam says that he doesn't want Reuven doesn't want Shimon to call Magana when he comes to collect from him. Hamisle, here he's dead. I'm tapat hazayim rav. Here he's dead. Here Shimon's dead. So he's not worried Shimon to call Magazlan. Even the kids will call him Gazan. Yeah, Gemara's going to ask him a question in a second. Nichale the lake memnusa, but he wants to be called a trustworthy person. So Bahadi Beninam Nichale the lake memnusa. He also wants to be for the children a trustworthy person that they're going to buy more properties from him. He wants to be a good seller. Afraid the Gemara? No. Soif Karle Bnei look at Gazan. If he comes collected from the children of the calf, they say you Gazan, you sold us to my father. So still, either way, they're going to have a tiny. Ella Gemara tries a different way. Ikemenayu if the Gazan dies. The Miss Gazlan. The Gazlan died after he bought it. He bought it and then he died. Mandi Amanichle initially cried Gazlan or Misle. That he's dead. No one's gonna call him a Gazlan, he's dead. Lamandu Nichle Gunusa, Kanami, I've got the miss, even if he's dead, Nichle Gunusa. When he bought it, he already had in mind. He wants to be a trustworthy person even after he dies. So Freyti Gemara. So he said Karl Lebana, they call his children Bene Gazlana. You know children of Gazlan. He's also gonna care still. So it's not Afghanistan. What is an Afghanistan? Here's an Afghanistan. In a case where Reuven gave this quote unquote broken bridge for a present to Shimon. By Matana also, when he buys it afterwards, the reason is because he wants to look like a trustworthy person, give him a present, it'll be a joke. So there he means to give a to buy it for Shimon. Here, he didn't steal anything. If you give a present, you're not going to call him a Gazan, he's not a Gazan. So therefore, there it's not a right you bought it from him. Tosfos has a question. Every time, even when he sells it, he's not really a Gazlan, because he's giving the money back. So even when he stole, even when he sold it, he's giving the money back to the guy. So why is it Gazlan? Tosfos kasha, top Tosfos. I'm talking about, he machro nami my Gazlan. Let's talk about Shloimeh Yosef. Yeah, Shloimeh, every Tosfos. The Mekamoka, if you create any Gazlan, it calls Masha Yifle. I might say, to call him a Gazlan, you take away my property. Where's my money? Where's my money? At that time, it'd be called a Gazlan, and that's what it is, a Chazaka, he bought it from him. So bottom line is like this. The Gemara says that when the guy buys it back, buys that property now for real, he's buying it for Shimon. Shah was why? either because Shimon called the Gazim, Shimon trustworthy. What's an Afgimina? It gives him Matana. Because if it gives him Matana, trustworthy wants to be. But Gazim is not a Gazim because Maisa was a Matana.